going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. I like this song. Very much so. Oh, this ain't Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle. Is this Wiggle, 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 Wiggle?
I don't know.
With Future, right? Yeah. Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle with Future.
I like it.
With it. Oh, I'm right? With Future? Oh, I said Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle. Not Wicked.
Oh, Wicked.
Yeah.
Wow. I like your version of it.
I like mine too.
Yeah, yours is like a remix. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yours is a remix.
I like saying Wiggle. He might not be saying Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle. I don't know.
Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle's better.
Yeah.
All right. Hour number two here on a Monday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle. Just a couple of minutes away from right now. We'll continue to react to the entire draft from the Atlanta Falcons and the entire draft from the entire league. We'll get back into some more specific NFC South draft conversation in about 20 minutes. Look at what the rest of the teams in the division did, and then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I'm telling you, dude, we talk about just like the pressures of first pitch at Major League Baseball game. They showed a clip of Shams Charania doing at the Cubs game. Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Now, we never thought Shams has an arm like that. But I mean, it wasn't a strike or anything.
But he didn't. But he embarrassed himself.
Yeah. I think that's always the point. Do not embarrass your damn
self. He also threw from the mound too.
You like
instead
that?
Instead of cowering out and throwing from in front of it. You know, throw from the mound.
Have you ever had that pressure on you before, Bo?
What, to throw out a first pitch?
In front of all the people?
I'm not famous enough to have done that.
It's a lot of pressure. Now, there wasn't nobody. It was a Marlins game when I was in. It was a Marlins day game.
Oh, you didn't stand on the mound?
Yes.
You did stand on the mound.
I told you, I did the lob. It wasn't no leg kick or nothing.
But you were on the mound?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was a lob.
I thought you didn't like what Bo said because you didn't stand on the mound.
Oh, no. Oh, but there's a lot of pressure because some dudes, when they get up on that mound, it's something like takes over them.
Like but at least if you make a bad throw, like
you could say I was
doing
on the mound.
From the mound and not from a flat mound.
Like exactly. A spirit went up through their legs, like, oh, I have to do the leg kick here? No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And you didn't because you didn't want to.
No, because
if I ever am blessed with the opportunity to throw out a first pitch, I'm doing the leg kick.
But that was the thing about it.
My leg's coming up.
Because the nasty.
I'm doing the whole windup.
They were like, you want to stand out here in front of the mound? I said, no, I'll go on the mound. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay. And so, I mean, it was just real. It was like, what do you call it, soft toss?
Yeah.
Exactly what it was.
Right, which is the general approach that most people take, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Soft toss.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd get up there. I would toe the rubber. I would probably bring my glove. Okay. And I would look in for the sign.
That was going on next.
Couple
question.
Times. Oh, I would milk it. Like I would make a whole production of the thing. Of course I would. It was like a rare opportunity to have that many people looking at me. I like that. I like when I have all those eyes on me. You know what I mean? I'm a stage presence guy.
All right. Okay. Until you got to get out there. That damn. And from the Andy and Randy show, it's. Andy Bucker.
I don't think, people are like, who? Because I don't think, be honest about it. I don't think if I'm throwing out a first pitch, it's probably more like a Rome Braves game. You know what I mean? We're probably going to Rome doing something like that. Or Gwinnett. Maybe we're going to Stripers.
I'm sure
I'm not trying to aim too high. Sure that's Triple A.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people that people just had a hunt about.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Probably. But yeah. I'm not worried about the huh. I'm getting out there, and I'm standing on the mound, and I'm going to do the leg kick, and I'm going to fire that bad boy. You know?
Don't matter where that happened.
Don't matter.
And hopefully I don't mess up, because that would be very embarrassing to throw a bad pitch. But I got pretty good arm. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to get signed or anything, but I'm going to get out there. I'm not going to embarrass my family.
Another one of those things where it's further than you think.
Yeah, 60 feet, 6 inches.
But with that pressure, though.
No, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. I just am not. I just think I'd be okay. I'm not saying I'm not going to break off a 97-mile-an-hour cutter and have them be like dancing like Henry Rowan Gardner. It's not going to be rookie of the year, but I'll go out there, throw a strike.
Buy me that arm!
Juice is throwing out a first pitch, and I have not.
She's really?
She's a first pitch in a Norcross high school game.
Well,
she's to underhanded. She did.
She's probably
more famous than her dad.
Yeah, she's
that's true.
She's the one who's doing the work right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's more famous than her dad.
She's the one who's out there striking everybody out right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. The draft is now behind us. All 32 teams have made all of their selections. The Falcons made 5, and I feel good about it. I know, and this is your prerogative if you want to. You can get mad about draft grades. You don't have to. You can. I think the Falcons had a nice draft.
I thought you did, too.
I think they addressed the needs. They only had 5 picks, so what are you going to do? You're not going to revamp your entire team. But I think they needed to revamp their entire team. They needed to revamp their pass rush.
Right.
And they went after it in the first round, so I love it.
I think they did a good job. I mean, because and something we mentioned in the last hour, we know who these guys are. We've seen them play. We've seen them manhandle people. We saw the guy that they picked number 15 overall. Well, there's a guy, a first round tackle that he just abused. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, but it's all about fitting them into where they it's all about where you put them at to be successful in this defense. But as you said, Brick already said that they're going to put Jalen, let him master the pass rush part now. Let him do that right there, and then we'll add all the other stuff on to make him a moving chess piece type player. But right now, we don't need to do none of that right now. Now, eventually, we're going to do that.
Sure.
But then I'm like, eventually, if you want to do that, well, what if he's kicking ass off the edge?
Yeah, what if he's got 17 sacks a year?
Yeah, why are we going to do something different?
Let him freelance or whatever. Yeah. Do whatever you want, but start with the edge, which is what they're going to do.
Yes.
Let him display his talents there. And if he's doing great, and then you're like, again, you're right. Like, if he's doing great at that, just let him keep doing that.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, he's going to have to work, you know. And one of the biggest things about him is the edge, because people talk about how he's not a bigger, longer athlete, everything mm-hmm. like that. But I've played against not long defensive ends. Those are the worst ones.
Yeah.
When they got that speed, the power, and because they already have the damn leverage on you because they're bigger than them.
Right.
Those are the worst dudes to play against.
James Pierce is
the worst dudes
big
to play
ass
against.
Dude.
Worst like, guy to play against.
Because right, that's what they would say about Jalen Walker. But then I saw him. They had a lot of pictures of the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jalen's not small.
No, he's
like,
not a small,
small
man.
Guy.
No.
James Pierce is humongous.
Yes.
That guy's an absolute giant.
Yes.
Like, and that's they also have him too.
Yes.
So. You got a variety of types of pass rushers, not only here already, but the guys in the first round. I was thinking about this just because some of the conversation we had leading into it was after the draft, then maybe you could start thinking about Kirk Cousins and where you might move him. Well, the Browns took 2 quarterbacks.
Yes, they did.
Like, they took Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd round, and then they took Shedeur Sanders in the 5th round.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 young quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk didn't want to have to deal with.
Exactly. So does he?
So are they off the board now?
Does he view them as a threat to him? I don't know what Kirk Cousins.
What a weird thing to do.
It's a weird thing to do, and it seemed to me like the Browns had to do it. They felt like they had to do it or something because Shedeur was dropping to whatever reason. I mean, that for some reason that was the question that everybody kept texting me. Why is he picked it? Hell, I don't know. But I know one thing.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it's a very weird situation. Why Shedeur wasn't drafted until he was drafted?
It's not very often that, like, universally the NFL draft community agrees that a guy is a first round, maybe early second round draft pick.
Yes.
And he falls to the 5th round.
It's weird.
It is. It doesn't really happen.
And we could talk about
without there being like a oh my god, huge bombshell.
Yes.
Trouble off the field, whatever that they have, and that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Yeah. So it's like the interview thing comes back. His daddy's input. He is not a 5th round quarterback off talent. It was something else to go on in it, but he's in the house. He's a Pittsburgh. And don't be surprised if he's a Brown starting quarterback. I would not be surprised because he's better than Dylan Gabriel.
He's better than Dylan
Gabriel. He's
better than Gabriel,
all right?
Yeah.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
And Joe Flacco is old as hell.
Joe Flacco.
So I would not be surprised if Shedeur is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming season.
It wouldn't surprise me either, but it does to me feel like Kirk Cousins is probably not a Browns fit.
So does he go with the
Steelers? The Steelers are the ones that make the most sense to me now.
Okay.
Because they haven't addressed the starting quarterback need. They drafted Will Howard, right?
Yes.
They drafted Will Howard in the sixth, but that to me, if I'm Kirk, like that's not a threat,
right?
What was already there, I don't really consider to be a threat.
No, Kenny Pickett. I mean, right? Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't know. I mean, do it.
They kept George Pickens, and they got DK Metcalf. Go get you a quarterback, man. Go get you a quarterback. Now, it'd be interesting to see Kirk Cousins in a an Arthur Smith offense. Because they're going to get him a quarterback
right
while he's here.
God, it's amazing how the vines are just all so interconnected.
Right,
you know? It's like, oh, you know, Arthur Smith was here. They didn't get him a quarterback. He leaves. They get Kirk. That didn't work out either. And then those two guys are going to meet up
and work together
on the other side of the road in Pittsburgh potentially. And again, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But after the draft, they're the ones that still need a guy, right?
Yep.
And they're the ones that didn't take a competition for Kirk, which he doesn't want.
Yes.
Don't want to deal with a young guy.
Yeah.
So they don't have that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of always. No,
that's
say,
my prediction is that he goes
always,
to Pittsburgh.
We just knew that it was going to be a situation where you were going to have to get next year's compensation for Kirk Cousins. And I think it goes down to, like, can Atlanta find somebody to pay down that money? Now, you might be up the creek and just have to just swallow it. But at the same time, you know, you can, you know, because you have said, and I do believe them when they say they're comfortable with him on the roster. I don't think they want him on the roster, though.
No, they don't.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing. They don't want him on this roster.
No, I mean, if that's what ends up having to be the case, then that's what happens.
Right.
But to me, some positive momentum now.
Yes.
Like, that draft was exciting, especially the first round. You got a Georgia guy. You got a young stud quarterback that's the future now. Turn the page, get behind him. We don't need to muddy it up with this lingering Kirk Cousins nonsense in the background.
Yeah, man.
Move on from it.
Yep.
And let's push forward. That's what I would do.
I love it, man. I love it. Some dogs got drafted. Andy, we know about the four. They're going in the first round. Tate Ratledge going to the damn Lions.
I just love it
so
much.
Are you serious? You're going to put him at right guard or whatever guard position with those two tackles? And that's
I just love it so much.
Oh, my God.
For him and them and
Yes. I love that Dylan Fairchild got a chance to go to Cincinnati. Obviously, Arian Smith, he was the one guy I was talking about. Like, I want to see where Arian goes. And he goes, to the Jets. Etienne's going to stay close to with the Panthers. And, you know, it was Smile Munden to the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't have a draft without getting one Georgia guy in Philadelphia. The Lions came back, too. They obviously, Tate Ratledge, like you mentioned, in the second. Dan Jackson in the seventh.
Oh, damn, man.
Dominic Lovett in the seventh as well. So they tripled up on some Georgia guys.
Congratulations, Dan. First of all, congratulations to all the dogs. But congratulations to Dan, man. I mean, you want to talk about just worked his ass off and got an opportunity. Didn't go through the combine or anything like that. Love it.
Where did the center go? Jared Wilson. Patriots.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
They have no center.
No. Yeah. Well, now they do.
Yep. And I tweeted it out because it was a pick. Two picks before the damn Falcons, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
When they went Will Campbell in the first round.
Yep.
Look at them.
I was like, God daggone Patriots.
I like the Patriots draft. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, you got to protect the kid.
Yeah. No, I mean, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, that's savvy drafting right there. Let me sneak a peek here and see who else they got. Oh, they got Travion Henderson, too? Dang.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. Kyle Williams, wide receiver from Washington State. He's really good. Wow, nice draft, Patriots. All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the NFC South draft class. What do the other teams in the division do outside of the Atlanta Falcons? Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.